From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said that his country cannot and will not close its borders, but will redirect migrants to Hungary. Milanovic said the Croatia will no longer register the thousands of migrants entering the country after more than 11,000 crossed into Croatia this week. In an interview on Croatian television Friday, he said migrants will get food, water, and medical help, but must keep traveling. Babar Balak, a spokesman for the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, or UNHRC, said Friday,
"We have responded to humanitarian emergencies within hours. Within 3 days, we can put in place mechanisms for refugee arrivals, registration up to 500,000 people or 750,000 people. We can empty our warehouses in Dubai, Copenhagen, and other places. We know how to do the job, but the responsibility, the moral and legal responsibility here is on the countries in the European Union."
Also Friday, Germany's foreign minister said if some European Union members continue to be reluctant to agree to a quota system for accepting refugees, they may have to be overruled by the other members. A group of Taliban militants attacked an Air Force base in northwestern Pakistan early Friday, killing at least 29 people and wounding many others. Military spokesman Major General Asim Bajaw told reporters that militants wearing paramilitary forces uniforms entered the residential compound of the Bahadur Air Base near Peshawar in two groups. One of the groups stormed a mosque and left 16 worshippers dead. The other group of militants attacked another area of the compound, killing several other people. This is VOA News. Bajaw said a quick reaction force reached the base and engaged the attackers, killing 13 of the militants. Over the past 5 years, Somali militant group has carried out bombings in most of the countries around the Horn of Africa, except for Ethiopia. From Addis Ababa, Martha Vanderwolf reports.
Kenya, Uganda, Djibouti, the self-declared Republic of Somaliland, they have all been attacked by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. But Ethiopia, which invaded Somalia in 2006 to fight al-Shabaab, has so far never experienced a large-scale attack. Sunday Okello is an independent peace and security expert.
Ethiopia knows its threat to security, and you cannot sleep and kind of forget that there is a threat coming from Eritrea, there's a threat coming from Somalia, there's a threat coming from maybe South Sudan.
2 years ago, gunmen stormed the Westgate Mall in Kenya's capital and killed 67 people. Ethiopian forces continue to fight al-Shabaab in Somalia, working in conjunction with African Union troops. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Russia says it would consider sending troops to fight in Syria if the Syrian government asks for them. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Friday that any such request would be discussed and evaluated. His comments come amid ongoing U.S. concerns about the Russian military buildup in Russia. Rather, in Syria, Russia has sent tanks, military advisors, technicians, and security guards there, apparently to create an air base near the coastal town of Latakia, a stronghold of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have released the country's ousted president, Michel Kafando, after holding him for 2 days, but they have not commented on the status of the prime minister, who was also detained. The coup leaders released a statement Friday saying they have been released, Mr. Kafando and two government ministers, and they had been holding, as a sign of easing tensions and in the general interest. They gave no details about Prime Minister Isaac Zita, who was taken into custody along with the president on Wednesday. Global stock markets are responding cautiously Friday to the U.S. Federal Reserve's decision to hold off on raising interest rates. In a long-awaited announcement Thursday, the U.S. Central Bank decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate they have been at for several years. The Fed is still widely expected to raise rates before the end of the year, but just when this will happen is not clear, and that uncertainty appears to be rattling some investors. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.